The mines may be a gamble, but you're willing to take extra risk if it means finding an actual bed to sleep in. You dust off your clothes and continue down the path, heading down the little hill until you reach the mining camp. You conceal yourself behind a boulder, peeking over the edge as you survey the camp more thoroughly. There's no signs of habitation. It seems as though no one has used these facilities in a quite long time. You step out of your hiding place and cautiously walk into the camp, picking a building at random and peeking through the window. It's all covered in a thick layer of dust, but there's no one inside. You spend some time checking the other buildings, and are revealed to find that they are all unoccupied. Unfortunately, none of the supplies inside the buildings are useful to you. Most of the crates and shelves are empty. The few that aren't only hold mining equipment. You could slump against the wall for the night, but the miners had to sleep somewhere, didn't they? Perhaps their quarters were within the mine itself. You would kill for a nice bed to sleep in right about now. It's probably worth a cursory exploration of the mine. You can look for the miners' sleeping quarters and useful supplies. And besides, you have to admit that looking around a spooky abandoned mine does sound a little exciting. You decide to walk to the entrance of the mine shaft and peer around. There are rows of dim blue lights mounted on either side of the mine's walls. It seems the miners use some kind of magical torches to light the area. But so much time has passed that the arcane flames are now only pitiful embers. And then, four new lights appear. Red lights, faintly glowing, hanging in the darkness. You stare for a moment, transfixed. And as you peer into the darkness, it peers back at you and speaks.
Good morning, or should I say good night?
My, is it that time of year already? Hello, human. You look tired. Have you had a fun night?
See, I told you we should have woken up earlier today.
We always miss the fun. By the time we wake up, it's already over. Maybe this is our lucky day.
Oh, hush, you'll scare him off.
Oh, come now. A brave, strong man like yourself isn't scared of us, are you?
He can't even see us. His imagination is probably running wild.
Oh, he's thinking about us. I hope it's something naughty.
Stop. He asked us a question.
Who are we? Oh, just some friends. Hanging around.
Human, you're looking for somewhere to stay the night, aren't you? We can help you.
Oh, yes. We'd be very glad to help a man like yourself.
The mines go a long way down, but the miners' quarters are here on the top level. It's just a short way in. We can guide you there if you'd like.
Oh, yes. There are beds there. Is that what you were looking for? A nice bed to rest on. And two lovely ladies to share it with.
Please, step forward. You can trust us. We can give you a nice place to spend the night. One where you'll be safe from all the other monsters.
Oh, yes. You can trust us. We can all have so much fun if you'll just come with us.
Trust me. Come with me. You'll be safe.
You're not sure when it happened, but you no longer seem to have control over your own feet. You have no choice. You step forward into the darkness spellbound, unable to pull away from their beautiful red eyes. The two women giggle as you approach, dropping down from their spots on the ceiling and standing at eye level. Even as your eyes begin adjusting to the dim lighting, you only catch glimpses of your new companions. A lock of hair here, a mischievous smile there. It's like that light in the cemetery all over again. But this time, it's already too late. It's as if you've fallen into some kind of light trance. And you are all too happy to take hold of one of their hands, allowing them to show you further into the darkness. True to their words, they take you to a run-down wooden structure further inside the mine. You step over a pile of scattered cans and a broken-down shelf as your eyes take in more and more of your surroundings. Two of the beds have been pushed together to form one larger bed, and you happily take a seat at the edge of it. You can finally see your companions now. They resemble a fusion between woman and bat. In place of their arms, they have large, leathery wings with flexible clawed wingtips that seem to function as their hands. Their limbs and necks are covered with dark purple fur, the same color as their hair. A pair of tall, fuzzy ears juts from the top of their heads, pointed towards you and subtly twitching. They wear next to no clothing, having only a few tattered rags of cloth covering their bodies. And gleaming in their crimson eyes is much more than a hint of lust.
Well, here we are.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this a nice little room? Such a wonderful structure. Humans are so clever.
Human, I have a confession to make.
Oh, is it finally time?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, human? We said that we'd give you a nice place to spend the night.
We said you would be safe from all the other monsters.
But we never said you'd be safe from us.
Oh. I love when you get all whispery like that. Can we finally rape him then?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Do you want to go first?
Really? After all that work you did, hypnotizing him and luring him in?
It was a two-person act. He wouldn't have trusted me if you weren't there to make me look better.
Oh, thank you. You're such a good friend.
Oh, but let's tear his clothes off first.
Good idea. No need to be embarrassed. We're practically naked all the time anyway.
Look, his cock is already hard. Why don't you let me take off your top? I think he wants to see more of those big tits of yours.
Oh, I like a man who knows what he wants. Go right ahead, sweetie.
Well, how's that, human? Isn't she pretty? Look at her huge tits. Aren't they perfect?
You flatterer. I'm gonna start jerking him off. Let's get you nice and hard for us, handsome.
He's starting to moan already.
Look at his face. He looks so needy. Just how badly did you hypnotize him?
Enough. It should wear off sooner or later.
Aw. I was kind of hoping that he'd struggle. I love hearing men scream and whimper. It makes me want to pin them down and fuck them even harder.
You're such a sadist.
As if you're any better, you little trickster. Don't think I don't see you fingering yourself over there. You like this just as much as I do.
True. I guess we just like to go about our rape a little differently.
His cock is getting so hard. I can feel him growing and twitching in my hand. Do you like listening to us, handsome? Look at me. You're being raped, my gorgeous human. But doesn't it just feel so good? You like being our little fuck toy, don't you? Our happy little victim.
Don't you think it's about time we escalate things? Just look at him. He can't take his eyes off your tits. Why don't you use them on him?
You always have the best ideas. I think I'll do just that. How about it, human? Do you want to feel your cock vanish in between my big tits? Do you want them to bounce and jiggle for you? Say please. Good boy. You asked so nicely. So I'll give you what you wanted. Ready? Here we go.
I can see why you wanted it. That's really hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck those tits, big boy. I think it feels even better than he imagined. How is it, handsome? Do my tits feel good? Squished against your stiff manhood? Do you want to squeeze them even tighter around you? Want me to go faster? Or maybe you want to thrust into them.
God, just listen to him groan. You're gonna make him come in no time.
Is that so bad? It's not like we're gonna stop.
That's true. Hey, can I make a request?
Huh? Of course, sweetie.
Make him come on your tits. Don't swallow it, though.
But I wanted to swallow it.
You still can.
Oh, I think I get it. Sure. All right.
Your body's so warm, human.
Fuck those tits.
Are you close?
Thrust up, yes. Yes.
You want to come in between my friend's tits, yes. Don't you?
Feel me.
You want a coder? This cock. Show us how hard you can
so
come.
So hard as you fuck my fucking tits. Yes.
Kiss me. Moan into my mouth as you come all over her. If you do a good job, I'll even tell you a little secret. Go on. Come for us. Cover her tits in your sticky warm cum.
Yes, come on my tits. Yes, come on my tits. Oh god, yes. You came so much. Just look at all this cum.
Covered in cum is a good look for you. Now, why do you say we clean off your tits together?
You're such a little cum slut. I love it. Here, I'll move to the side for you, but I'm keeping his cock right where it is. You'll have to lick it clean, too.
With pleasure. He's so hard. God, he tastes so good.
His cum is so hot.
It's like together.
It's like we're making out between his cock, licking up all of this tasty cum.
Is that all? I was hoping for more.
So greedy. But we'll just need to make him come again, that's all.
Definitely. But I think it's time that we fucked him. What do you say?
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. You let me go first, so how about you ride him? I'll sit on his face in the meantime.
I like the sound of that. Well then, I'll just straddle your hips, take hold of this hard cock, and...
How is it, handsome? How does my friend's pussy feel? Is it nice and tight? Gripping your cock?
God, he's big and so far inside of me.
You deserve it, sweetie. You were such a good little actress and hypnotist. You deserve a nice hard cock to grind on.
Yeah. This feels so good.
You have such a skilled tongue, handsome. Can this really be called rape? You're licking me so very eagerly.
God. Fuck. Thrust back into me. Fuck me.
I do love a man that knows how to eat a pussy. Hey, were you gonna tell him that secret? Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Do you wanna know, human? Wanna know how you can turn the tables on us?
This ought to be good.
You wanna pin me down? Wanna fuck us without mercy? Just like I'm doing to you. Use light. That's our weakness.
Yeah. Just telling him isn't gonna do any good. By the time the sun comes up, he'll be so exhausted he won't be able to move.
Fuck me. Fuck. Harder. Harder. I can't.
Now's your chance. With your face buried in bat pussy, you can't exactly see what you're doing, but you know that your pants are somewhere to your left. You reach out, fingers scrabbling for your back pocket as your captors are too distracted to notice, and... success! You take a hold of the magical little orb that you took from the vampire's manor and activate it.
Light!
It's so bright!
I can't...
Hey, don't push me up. I was so close. No fair.
So bright. But I don't care. Just fuck me. I don't care what position. Please. Bend me over. Push me down. Take your revenge. I don't care. Just please. Please fuck me. Okay, I'll say it. I'm sorry for tricking you. I'm sorry for raping you. I'm sorry that I'm such a little slut for you. That I wanted you to rape me back, so please punish me with your cock. Fuck. Yeah.
Hey, don't forget about me. I'm just sorry too. Sit in front of her? Yes, I'll do anything. I'll do anything for you.
You want me to lick her? But... I'm sorry. I'll do it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for ordering her to lick me. Yes. Her tongue feels so incredible. Almost as good as yours. I'm so hot. The light is too much. I feel so sensitive. It's like her tongue is stirring up a storm inside me. I can't hold back. I'm gonna come. Come inside, please. Give it to her. Give the naughty little trickster slut what she deserves.
Please. Come. Come. I feel so warm. You filled me up with so much cum. Thank you.
You looked so handsome when you came inside her. So powerful. Did it feel as good as it looked, sir?
I'm so glad that I could please you. But I think that you might be forgetting something.
Too caught up in the afterglow of your potent orgasm, your brain is too slow to catch on her meaning. Your eyes flash wide and your hand darts for the magical orb, but you are too slow.
I think I'll be keeping this. Let's make things nice and dark again.
She presses her wingtips against the orb, shutting it off and bathing the room in pitch-black darkness once again. With your eyes once again unaccustomed to the dark, all you can see are their glowing red eyes looking at you and blazing with unadulterated hunger.
That was fun. But now that your hypnosis has worn off, we can start to properly rape you. You really do come up with the most devious plans, my dear.
Why, thank you. Ooh, but you know what? Let's make this fair. I won't even break your light orb. I'll put it right over here, at the end of the room. If you can manage to get back there and turn it on, it's only fair that you can have another turn dominating us.
I don't think that's very likely. Look at him, fumbling around in the dark. Poor thing can't see an inch in front of his face.
We'll just have to take care of him then, won't we? We can't allow him to trip and hurt himself.
It's my turn to ride that huge cock of his. Help me pin him down, will you?
Of course. Let's have a wonderful night. All three of us.
Your first night with the bats is the same as all the ones that follow. A delightful struggle for sexual dominance, night after night. They grin and force you to your back, pinning you down and fucking you with shameless abandon. Sometimes you manage to get to the light of the orb, sometimes you don't. And sometimes you have the energy to take revenge after the sun rises, using the daylight to turn them into whimpering, submissive little sluts who live to worship your cock. An interesting species, aren't they? I think that they are perhaps the most natural switches you'll ever find. With them, you'll never have to coyly ask your lover if they want to try some control play, I suppose. And well done, turning the lights on like that. I quite enjoyed seeing you ravage the two of them, almost as much as they seem to enjoy it. It's good to know that you have such a sadistic side, after all. I wonder, what other sides of yourself will you show me? I can't wait to find out.